Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We talk about how God is love and God is holy. And because of those things, we should fear God. Unpack that, because I think a lot of people are like, fear God, like I'm afraid of him, you know, and it's a different kind of fear.
Yes. So we cover the attributes. God is love. And we define that saying, God is love, God gives of himself, because there is so much confusion in our culture today over what love is, where biblically is love is giving of ourselves for the good of another. And so we talk about, you know, what God's love is, that at times God's love doesn't feel good, because at times God's love includes disciplining us,
right.
You know, so that we will learn to be more like Jesus. But whether it feels good or whether it doesn't feel good, God giving of himself is his love. And that's how we should seek to love others, to do what is best for them, whether they understand that's what's best or not. And we talk about, you know, the example of parents. Sometimes, you know, when parents make you go to bed, you know, make a child go to bed at a certain time, it's what's best for them. Or when they make them, you know, eat a certain food, or when they, you know, have them apologize to a sibling, those things don't feel good, but it's what's best for them. So we first define, you know, what love is. And then we talk about God's holiness. And we define that, we say that God is perfect, he's exalted, and he is set apart. And so we, you know, we talk about how there, you know, God never makes any mistakes. He is morally perfect. Exalted means that he is above everything and everyone, that no matter how hard we try, we will never attain the goodness of God, you know, that he is exalted. And then that he's set apart, that he alone is holy, is perfectly holy, you know, that we do have that positional holiness because of what Jesus has done for us. But God alone is inherently holy. And then, as you mentioned, our response to that, that we teach in the next lesson, is that we should fear God. And what we do, again, the fear of the Lord can be a very confusing thing, but when we look at what scripture says about the fear of the Lord, it becomes more clear, you know, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, you know, that the fear of the Lord brings life. And what we do is first we have the kids make a scared face, you know, like a face where they're fearful of something, you know, which is like, and then we say, you know, that's a face that you make when you're scared of something. And then I give the kids a question. I say, I want you to think about your dad. I said, are you scared of your dad? And I say, I sure hope that you're not scared of your dad, because dads should not be scary. I said, but do you know that if you do something wrong against your sibling or against your mom, that your dad is going to punish you? I sure hope so, because that's what your dad should do. And we talk about, if you understand that you need to behave a certain way because your dad is going to punish you if you don't treat your siblings and your mom fairly, that's a fear of your dad. You're not scared of him, but right. You understand his position of authority.
Sure.
And you understand that you are to respect that. And I say, that's like what it is with our fear of God, that we shouldn't be scared of God, because God is not someone we should be scared of, but we should understand, have a proper understanding of who God is, that he's an authority over us.
Sure.
And that when we sin, he is required to be just. And as Christians, he doesn't punish us for our sin, but he does discipline us in our sin. So just to understand, to help kids understand, you know, we're not supposed to be terrified of God.
Right.
You know, we're not supposed to be scared of him, but we're also not simply to just view him as our buddy, because while, yes, Jesus is our older brother, he is our friend, we are not equal with him.
Right.
He is still the creator and we are the creature. And we don't include this in our curriculum, but for any adults listening and watching, I think that such a great example is in the Chronicles of Narnia, in the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you know, when Lucy first hears about Aslan and from Mr. and Mrs. Beaver. And she asks Mr. and Mrs. Beaver, is he safe? And Mr. Beaver goes, safe? Of course he's not safe, but he's good. You know, so he's this lion.
Yeah.
This powerful lion, you know, that could tear anybody and everybody's heads off, but he is good. And similarly with God, that, you know, God is infinite. He is omnipotent. He has power to do anything that he wills, but he is good and he always wills our good. And so we want ourselves and our children to understand this.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.